Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Thank you as always for the pleasure of your company. All the things you could be lavishing your time upon. So great to have you listening to this very short podcast, a little bit of daily encouragement for Catholic teachers all over the world. I'm in the studio. It's a beautiful day. One of the things I love about where I live here in Australia is that we get all four seasons. I know all my American listeners are heading into summer. I know you've had another long winter. It's going the opposite way for us. We're just heading into autumn, but it's so pretty here this time of year. I was up early this morning, had some prayer time, and as a cyclist, it gets harder and harder to do my daily training, but left this morning, it was pitch black. But I got out there and it was just stunning. I took some amazing photos. I ended up getting back really late because I stopped all the time and just sat in the presence of God as in the silence. It was so pretty. So if you're on Instagram, come across to Jonathan Doyle 47 and check me out there. If you do that today when you hear this, you'll see the photos I posted from this morning. They're really fantastic. Just a quick bit of housekeeping. If you're following me on Facebook, you'll know we have the Passionate Catholic Teachers Facebook group. Believe it or not, Facebook has shut me out. They've basically made it utterly impossible for me to get back into the account, and there's nothing I can seem to do to get back in there. So if you're wondering where I've been, it's because Facebook is doing what it does and seems to be possibly silencing voices it doesn't like. Who knows? But I'm going to rebuild all that on a different platform soon, just so if you're wondering. Hang in there because I'll be back. But you can still find me, of course, on Twitter at BeingCatholic1. Now, I want to share with you a really cool quote today. I was putting together the Going Deeper episode. So if you're not using Going Deeper, please check it out, beingcatholic.com.au. And you'll see a little link to Going Deeper in the menu bar. Hit that. There's a free 3-week trial. Hundreds of Catholic schools all over the world using it. I was putting together today's episode and I used a great quote from the General Directory for Catechesis, which originally came out in Pope Paul VI did it back in the 60s, late 60s, and then it came out again, it was redone in the 90s. But listen to this quote. It's talking about the environment that our kids are coming to us from. So we all know that our students don't walk into our classrooms, you know, totally catechized, of course, right? We know that there's a huge range of formation. And this is what the quote says. This is from paragraph 15 of the General Directory for Catechesis. Nonetheless, in considering today's religious situation, the Church is also obliged to take into account the extent to which Christians, here it is, have been shaped by the climate of secularism and ethical relativism. A prime category requiring examination is that of the many people who have been baptized but lead lives entirely divorced from Christianity. This, in fact, constitutes a mass of non-practicing Christians, even though in many hearts religious feeling has not been completely lost. Reawakening these to the faith is a real challenge for the Church. Okay, I want to hone in on this keyword, reawakening. So basically what they're saying there, of course, is that secularism, technology, family breakdown, all sorts of complexities have affected people's religious formation and religious experience. So what we tend to get is many kids who may have been baptized. I mean, if I was really honest, there's definitely cases in my country where parents will have a child baptized for no other reason than they want to get them into elite Catholic schools at some point in the future. And priorities given to baptized Catholics. So I'm not saying that's everybody, but what I'm getting at is that there's definitely families and kids who may have been baptized, but they don't practice the faith. So what the Church is saying to us in this quote is this wonderful opportunity to reawaken. So part of your incredible vocation is that you get to wake up this dormant deposit of faith that is in the heart of so many young people. It's there. The religious impulse. Often, you know, I share that in Latin there's this beautiful term, capax Dei, which means that which has the capacity for God. You know, like St. Augustine used to say, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." So people can bury it under technology, they can ignore God, they can just have their head in a screen and never look up. But, you know, basically we are religious beings. We have this deep primal religious instinct, and it's in the heart of every single student that you work with. So I want to encourage you today to reawaken faith. How do you do it? You're going to do it in one of several ways. Some of you are being called to explicit religious instruction. I think of people like Andy Lewis. Shout out to you, Andy, in the United Kingdom. Really passionate about teaching of religion, helping students develop intellectually and academically their study of religion. So people like Andy are there doing that formal instruction. Many of you listening are going to be doing formal instruction. And then many of you won't be doing that. So, but you don't get off the bus. You don't get a free ride. You're going to reawaken faith differently. How? Pastoral conversations, faith leadership, you know, leading in the faith, demonstrating it. And all of us are called to witness to Jesus. How? Because if he doesn't matter to us, the kids aren't going to see anything. You know, I took my son today. He's at a wonderful Catholic school, and we get to go to Mass at his school every Friday morning. And, you know, I'm just there with him, and I'm sitting there every Friday, and it's great. There's a wonderful turn up from parents and students, but I'm witnessing just by going there. I'm saying to my son, hey, this matters. This is significant. Jesus matters to me. The Eucharist matters to me. The Mass matters to me. So if you sort of reveal that in your life, you know, a student's going to walk up to you and say, hey, I was planning on becoming a raving atheist, but you know what? I've seen your witness to Jesus and I'm going to just give it away. They're not going to do that. But you cannot underestimate how your leadership and love of Jesus can just impact young people and help to do what? What's today's word? Reawaken faith. I love that line from, you know, the New Testament. I think Paul's saying, you know, wake up, sleeper. You know, the day is closer now than when we first started. So let's reawaken that faith. I'm going to pray with you all. Father, I pray for every Catholic teacher listening. I just pray for your abundant blessing to be upon them today. Thank you for what they do. Father, particularly at this time with the coronavirus happening, we just pray for health and healing and protection for so many people around the world and for everybody listening and their families. And trust all of you to the heart of Blessed Mother Mary. God bless you, friends. Come and find me. Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. Website, I'm about to roll out a new website next week, but you can still find me at beingcatholic.com.au. Twitter, beingcatholic1. Come and say hi. Being Catholic One. Send me a DM. Love to get in touch. All right, friends, last thing, make sure you've subscribed to the podcast. Make sure you've subscribed to it. And please do me a favor, share this with a few other teachers. Let's get the word out. God bless you, friends. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.